Hello, welcome to The Musics in Japan,
a conversational podcast about daily life for an American couple living long-term in Japan.
So lately I've been thinking about furniture in Japan.
That is not what tabling the discussion means.
And I don't know if that one's funny or a surprise. What do you think?
I think it's funny.
Okay. I think it was more a surprise with like a ridiculous surprise.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I often laugh when you say something ridiculous.
Which is also funny.
Ridiculously funny.
Thank you. I think we
can both agree on that.
Yes.
So I've been thinking a lot about furniture because, one, I need a new chair at the office and I've been putting it off, but it sheds so horribly and I feel just like, oh my gosh, everyone must think I am so just hella ghetto because I have cello tape, scotch tape on pieces of the chair that are shedding because it's vegan leather.
It's pleather.
Yeah. I call it pleather, but people like vegan leather better than saying it's pleather. It's plastic. It's a thin film of plastic over fabric.
Yes.
That gives it a leather look. And so for me, I need to get a new chair, but instead of going and getting a new chair, I'm just putting tape where the pleather is starting to fade. And in the United States, I would have used black electric tape, but I can't find any black electric tape here, so I'm actually using clear scotch, just plain old scotch tape.
Okay, so not even 3 minutes in, I have a digression this time. Usually it's you starting them. You're usually the one at fault for digressions, but...
What?
Yeah. It reminds me of when your bag fell apart in the Tokyo airport, your pleather bag.
That was horrible.
It was horrible.
It just happened all of a sudden,
all of
too.
A sudden, yeah.
And I loved that bag.
But you hadn't used it in a while. It had been in the closet.
Yeah.
And we were taking a trip, so you grabbed it. You're like, this is going to be my carry-on.
Yeah.
And then it just started just shedding. It was like...
Yes.
It was like the old Peanuts cartoons, just pig pen levels of flying off of it.
And I was like, what is this? Because it was just like falling everywhere.
Just like a rubbery black dust.
Yeah.
Covering everything in your bag. And
yeah.
So we ended up buying your current
bag. It's actually red.
Right. But the outside was red, but there was black parts too because the...
Yeah, because it was striped everything. Yeah.
So we ended up buying your current bag at the Tokyo airport out of necessity because that bag was like a biohazard.
Yeah. And so I wonder if I should just scrub the pleather off of it. Because it's still a good chair in all other respects.
I don't know that there'd be anything left. I think what you're looking for is reupholster it. Should you reupholster it?
No. I'm saying what I mean. I mean just peeling it off.
A horrified look.
Yeah, I just want to peel it off. But right now I'm just using scotch tape.
Because
I was like, what is this black crap all over my floor? Like every time I sit down, there's like black crap all over my office floor. So Japan doesn't really sell leather. It sells like leather belts, but it's not big on leather.
Yeah, for furniture and such.
Yeah.
I think because of the moisture properties, because everything in Japan, home furnishing wise, seems designed to deal with either your apartment being too humid or too dry. There's no happy middle. It's just your apartment is going to be too humid or too dry. And it might switch from those depending on the season.
Yeah. And so I've also been thinking about flooring because we need to get our home refloored.
Right.
And I don't know what to use for flooring because I'm a sucker for a rolling chair. I love a rolling chair. And I think, well, crap, no matter what flooring we get, the rolling chairs are going to tear it up because it's this thin, it's wood-esque. I mean, technically it's wood.
It's a wood veneer over a plastic base.
Yeah, for soundproofing.
Right.
So I don't know what to do. I'm just so confused because I love a rolling chair.
Area rugs for the rolling chairs?
No, and I hate area rugs. I absolutely hate area rugs.
Mm.
So like the process, so we've been in our current home for like 10 years now.
12 years, actually.
Yeah, and I still don't know how to live here. Like, I'm still figuring out because I love a rolling chair. Although in the United States, I didn't use a rolling chair. But we didn't puzzle.
Yeah.
And the chair that I sit on for the rolling chair is pleather, and it's starting to come apart. And so I need to stay away from, I don't know, like, but every chair is made out of pleather.
Yes.
In Japan.
I think we could probably find ones that were entirely cloth.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, so if you guys know where to find, like, cloth chairs in Japan, seriously, hit us up, because I'm in desperate need.
I'm telling you, we could find chairs that were cloth, because I purchased cloth chairs for the local office at my previous job.
You did not find those at Nitori?
Yes, those were at Nitori.
Okay, but the cloth chairs that...
I'm not saying we would like those chairs in particular. I'm just saying
that... Yeah, because... Those chairs, I think of them as the punishment chairs.
I'm not saying we'd like those chairs in particular, just that I think cloth chairs are available.
Yeah, soft, fluffy chairs.
Yeah. Now, like the big massaging chairs, it's hard to say what those are made of because they're always occupied.
They're made of pleather too.
Are they? I thought they were made of people playing video games, because that's what I always see them.
No, people napping.
The other day I was at Edion, the local electronics store, and there was a mix. There was people napping, and then there was like 5 or 6 people playing their Nintendo Switch.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. You're just like chilling at the electronics store, playing your own game. When I was younger, we did it right. We played the store's games.
Well, the store advertises like, hey, stop by on your way from home.
Yeah.
On your way from the subway to home. Stop by and relax a bit before you go home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually men
yes.
who are doing it. I don't really see a lot of women.
I didn't see any women when I was there last time. I've seen them before.
I'm one of the few women who will sit down because I always need to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because of the impact of like having scoliosis. I have really a mild, mild, mild scoliosis, but it does impact.
Do you sit in the massage chairs?
No, I just sit down.
Yeah, that's different.
And then also, like, my lupus makes my joints hurt.
Yeah, that's
different. Just hurt. My knees are bad.
That's different. Because I see a lot of people sitting down on the benches and things. I'm talking just the full-on massage chairs with the, like, wraparound that it massages your legs and everything. Very popular for sleeping and gaming.
Yeah, but when we sat in one in the airport in China, I didn't like it.
No.
I feel like this is just uncomfortable and crappy.
Yes.
It's not good.
And we had like a 10-hour layover, so that wasn't helpful.
Yeah, I want one of those like full leg sleeves that people use for like lymphedermia. When your lymph nodes are inflamed and it no longer processes your fluid correctly.
Yeah.
And you need to get squished. You don't want me to get one because they're super noisy and you have noise sensitivity.
Yes.
But I want one, for the record.
They go like, all day.
I'm not even here all day. It would just be for like an hour a night.
You say that now.
Oh, you're saying like one day when I retire?
Yeah.
It'll be just full on all day, every day, just in my machine getting squeezed.
Yeah. I'll be like, why is the sprinkler going off? Nope, that's not a sprinkler. That's the chair.
Why do you think it would be a sprinkler?
Because I think it has the period where it inflates and it makes noise when it inflates and then it lets go and it makes noise when it lets go.
Okay. So in addition to getting our floors redone, we need to get our wallpaper redone, which I've been meaning to do the entire time we've lived here. I've been like saying, this is the year, because I don't like white walls. And all of our walls, well, they used to be white and now they're like, I don't know, beige?
Yeah. We have
white naturally fades. It's not like fingerprints or anything.
We have what's sometimes called the trash wallpaper. And it's just a standard like white wallpaper in Japan.
Yes.
This particular kind is called...
Why didn't we order different wallpaper when we moved in? Why didn't we? Because like I remember them as showing us flooring. And I think because you were handling it, we didn't.
I was handling it. It was like $10,000 to change the wallpaper.
Okay, that's why we didn't do it. Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
1,000,000 yen to change the wallpaper.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
So you think that's how much it's going to cost to get our wallpaper done?
No, when I looked at it, it would cost less to get our wallpaper redone. So, because we've been talking about this for a while. So I looked at it, it would cost less for our wallpaper to get redone, but maybe more for our flooring to get redone.
Okay. The flooring's a quandary. I have no idea what to do.
Because
our floors are in pretty good condition except for where I sit, and then they're thrashed. There's a place where I sit and puzzle. I like to roll around while I puzzle. I don't know why I like to roll around.
I don't know.
But I do.
It has resulted in little slivers of veneer coming up. And some of the boards are entirely stripped now.
And then I'm a good person. So I roll my chair back and forth in that groove so that there's no splinters.
Yeah, I hear you do it. And I wince.
You do not. You are being so dramatic right now.
I don't show it to you because when you're doing it, I think don't interrupt her being a good person.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I wish she wouldn't do that. I wish she wouldn't crunch it down.
But that's like the grooves because I'm trying to not fuck up the rest of the floor.
Okay.
Like, geez Louise. And then our beds are another conundrum. Like, I feel like we finally have a configuration of bed that's super, super comfy. But my bed, the way I sleep, it floats down to the bottom. So our bed, I think we may have described our beds before.
Yeah, I think we did.
Our beds are a wood slat, like basically the crates that you see.
Yeah, like a pallet crate, but a little bit smaller and thinner, designed specifically for putting futons on.
Yeah. And then we have the very first futon we ever purchased.
Yeah.
Like
15 years ago.
Yeah, a 15-year-old futon. And then we have, now I have to look at our layers.
And then like
10. Oh no, our first layer is our brand new thick futon.
Our top layer is now the oldest futon, I think.
No, not a top layer. So I'm actually taking our bed apart very excitedly because all you have to do is like lift up a corner of the layers. So we bought like these really thick futons, but I don't think that, I feel like they're too firm for my preference.
Mm.
It's like a really firm, hard futon.
Yeah.
And then we have the futon that I bought 15 years ago that you were very upset that I bought because they were super expensive for futons and you thought they'd never last. Well, guess what, mister?
They've lasted.
Thank you. Do you submit?
Yes, I do.
Admit it! And then we have a brand new fluffy futon that we bought with the hard one. And then, I don't remember, when did we get the pillow top futons?
Maybe,
like 10 years ago?
Yeah, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. So our bed is anywhere between 15 years old and a year old.
Yeah. And every time we get new layers, I say, I won't take this laying down. And then I do.
I'm just like whistling tumbleweeds. I don't know how to whistle, so I have to say whistling.
Yeah. I apologize for using the transitive form in an intransitive manner. I know that's why the tumbleweeds.
Whistling tumbleweeds. Just, I don't know why the tumbleweeds are whistling, but they are.
Yeah, because they're happy.
Okay. And then our pillows are, I guess, like 15 years old?
Not that old. We replaced our pillows more than that just because they fall apart. I think they're like 5 years old.
I think our pillows are 5 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we had our pillows from the U.S. that were like almost 20 years old.
Yeah.
Because I brought my old pillows into the relationship and you brought your old pillows and into the relationship.
They developed holes and they had to be put out of their misery.
Yeah.
They had to be put down.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
You're in a space.
Yes,
you're in a mental space. And then we have, like, two of our couch pillows that are 20 years old.
Yeah.
And I love them. Those are still holding up great. Yeah, because you stole my body pillow.
Yeah, which is falling apart after only a couple of years. So the couch pillows, which made by Lazy Boy, or at least sold by Lazy Boy, holding up much better than they.
This pillow is doing fine. The outer layer of the pillowcase that it's in is falling apart.
And
but
that
the
is very inconvenient.
Is yeah. So our bed, though, the problem with our bed is because they're layered is that they slip. And so, like, if we're having a lie-in for that day, I have to pull my bed at least two or three times to get all the stacks back in alignment. And the stacks are different lengths.
Yes, they are. That doesn't help. Different lengths, different widths.
I keep having a fantasy of like having a, like something like a dart or something that I could just put in the corners and attach it that wouldn't cause the beds to totally deravel and just ruin the beds.
Double-sided Velcro tape. I've been saying this for a while.
Yes, we totally need to get it, but where's a fetish shop? Maybe we should order it online.
I think we could probably just get it at the DIY shop at Tokyo Hands.
Okay.
I don't think we need to go to a fetish shop for that.
It shows you where our life has been.
If you're wanting to go to a fetish shop, we can discuss that separately.
No, but babe, you know what I'm talking about. Like when you want to do bondage light and you use Velcro instead of ties.
Okay, yes.
Which we never did. TMI.
Okay, the noise. I don't like the noise of Velcro.
Yes, correct. And who wants to pretend to be tied down? If you're going to tie me down, you better tie me down.
Thank you.
Right? But we know about it because they sold it at the fetish shop we used to go to.
Yeah.
Though we never purchased it. So would you like the Velcro on the beds? Do you think... So, like, are you thinking of getting really super strong Velcro?
That's what I'm thinking, because Velcro, the strength of it is usually related to the area of contact.
Okay.
So we just get patches of Velcro and put them on the beds and then stick the beds together. And then because we're not going to be undoing them all the time, the noise and everything isn't a big deal.
Okay. So when are we going to do that?
Probably a couple of years from now.
So
probably like 2022 or so.
So in Japan, for the table that we liked, it only came with rolling chairs.
Yeah, it came as a set. So it was really reasonably priced. It's like a third of the price of a lot of the tables we had looked at that did not come with chairs.
And now I know why. Because rolling chairs jack up all the flooring in Japan.
Yes.
There's not a single floor. Except, you know, no, say what you want about the tatami mats.
No, they destroy the tatami mats. I was reading about
it. No, they do not. I have a rolling set of rolling chairs on my tatamis in my office, and because both the rooms have tatami in them. So in my office, it's a 2DK, which is a two-room dining room kitchen setup. And in the two rooms, both of them have tatami flooring. And tatami is basically grass that's been dried and then made into a mat and then put down as flooring.
And it's got several layers. So that's just the top layer. It's got different layers below it and such.
Yeah. So in my tatami room, like both of them are the tatami room. In my teaching room, because I have a teacher room and a therapy room because I work with kids, I usually have to teach them stuff. And then my therapy room is just talk therapy.
See, and I think of that as your conference room and your therapy room.
Why is it a conference room? I don't hold conferences anymore.
But you used to.
Ugh, and I hated it. I don't like holding conferences. I really don't.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore. So it's my teaching room.
Okay.
Because I teach in that room.
Yes.
And even the conferences would be teaching because I'm schooling fools.
Yeah.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah, you're ridiculously funny.
That was a very resistant high five, but you're chuckling. They just can't hear your laugh because you laugh really soft.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard Chad laugh?
Oh, I've laughed. Whether or not they've heard me.
You laughed just now when you said it. But I wonder, like, have they heard, like, your deep belly laugh where you actually make noise?
Well, not if this is their first podcast. Way and go in podcast shame.
How would I be podcast shaming the people who haven't listened to other episodes?
Yes.
Why would that be podcast shaming them?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't that be gentle encouragement to go back through the other episodes to hear your glorious and beautiful laugh?
Good point.
I kind of stuttered after beautiful. I didn't know. It's not. I thought tinkling, and it's not tinkling.
It's not.
At all.
No.
And neither is mine. Mine's a cackle, but I love my cackle. I get compliments on it.
See, you've got a cackle. I've got a crackle. Because my wrist today is just...
I hate that noise.
Yeah, I hate that feeling, but my wrist hurts if I don't do it.
You know I hate when you do that. So, hey, I roll in my spot, you pop your joints at me, and you're like beet red because you know I hate it.
Well, because it's the wrist that I hurt in the accident, which has been 6 years since that happened.
It's been 6 years since the accident?
It has been. I had a bicycle accident. It was pretty bad.
But we call it the accident.
Yeah.
And it changed your nose shape.
It did. Yes. Yeah.
So, anyways, back to furniture in Japan. So, I like this setup better than getting a Western bed. Even though it slides and everything, for some reason it's more comfortable to me than the whole, like, rigmarole of Western bed. I think mainly because we didn't have to figure out how to throw away any futons.
Yeah. I go back and forth. Sometimes I think it'd be nice to have a bed, but then I think, but they don't sell the right size here and getting sheets and everything. Like, we'd end up with two beds.
Yes. It's
the biggest bed that you can get without special ordering it is usually smaller than a queen.
Yeah. It's a California full, even though they call it a Japanese queen.
Yeah.
why they would call it a Japanese queen. A Japanese queen is an American full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
which is bigger than a double.
Yeah.
So it goes single, double, full, queen, king, California king.
Okay. And see, here in Japan.
Because everything's not bigger in Texas. California girl can tell you
here
things
in Japan,
are bigger in California.
It's single, semi-double.
Why am I picking a fight with Texans?
I don't know. Single, semi-double,
like
double,
king.
Queen.
Okay, what are you saying now? I completely ignored you.
Japanese bed sizes are
okay.
Single,
yeah.
Semi-double, double, and queen.
Yes. But the single is like a toddler bed. To me,
yes.
It seems like a toddler bed. And then the
semi-double.
The
we have the semi-doubles.
Yeah, the semi-double feels like a single.
Right.
And then the double feels like a double to me.
Yeah.
And then the queen is a full.
Yeah.
That's my ranking. How do you rank them?
I rank them like the single is like, I don't know what I did wrong. Is this like surplus prison supply? That kind of thing. The semi-double is like a bed for one person. The double is a bed for two young people. Or one person who likes to starfish a lot. And then the queen is just not suitable for anybody.
Our son has a double, and him and his girlfriend, sorry for TMI, are very comfortable on it.
Like I said, young people.
Yeah. And thin people.
Because okay, yes.
We're quite large.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for our UK listeners, quite means very.
So we have a Western kitchen table in that when you stand up, it comes like up to your waist. But they do sell the low-rise Japanese kitchen tables where you can sit cross-legged underneath them. And then that's like the perfect height. And they have legless chairs that when you sit on the chair, the weight of your body allows you to have a back of a chair kind of thing.
Right.
And we toyed with getting those but we have a semi-Western kitchen. The reason why I feel like it's semi-Western is because it's the perfect height for someone who's 5'4 or shorter.
Yeah.
To do things, but if you're over 5'5, the height of it's a little bit low.
Yeah, the counters are kind of low for me to cook and wash dishes. Washing dishes especially, I have to lean over at a weird angle and it's painful.
But yeah, washing dishes at my height hurts my back a bit.
I feel like the reason that we didn't do the low table is because both of us really need to stretch our legs out.
Yeah.
And when you're in bed, you can stretch your legs out because you just lie down and stretch your legs out.
Yeah.
But I wanted a place to be able to sit up. And then I have portable tables that I use for computing and doing my work and such.
Yeah. I think of them as tray tables.
Yeah. Like when I was young, we called them TV trays. But
yeah,
they're the kind that don't sit on a bed. They sit on the floor and reach regular table height.
So we have, depending on how you look at it, we have either a 4LDK or a 3LDK. I think we have a 3LDK.
Officially, it's classified as a 4LDK.
Okay.
And there are laws regulating what.
Where is the living room?
The living room is actually where we have our dining room.
Then where's the dining room?
The dining room is the hallway between the living room and this room.
Yeah, they did have it set up like that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with them at all. But I remember one of the show plays that we went into.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have a floating door.
Right.
Which I love our floating door.
Right. And we're the only apartment in the building with a floating door, so far as I know.
Are we really?
Yeah, we asked for it specially.
Yeah, we did. But they offered it. Why didn't everybody go for it? Opens up. I love an open floor plan.
It was significantly more expensive to get it done.
Okay. So when we first moved in, so like for me, learning how to live in this apartment has been really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like uphill both ways in the snow because it's nothing like any place I've ever lived in the United States. There are absolutely no counter space in the kitchen and very little cabinet space in the kitchen, and the cabinets are shallow. And we don't have any tatami rooms, but we have a room that's supposed to be a tatami room. So it's supposed to be like the room for entertaining guests. And so when we first moved in, I think I've rearranged the house 3 or 4 times.
Yes.
When we first moved in, we had the room with the sliding door. That was our living room. And then our dining room was where our living room should have been. And we had the front bedroom on the left-hand side, and Rasta had the front bedroom on the right-hand side, and the tatami room was your office. And then, sorry, Rasta, but I gotta tell your truth, man. Then Rasta was acting a fool and just made me so angry. One day, I took everything from him but his mattress and moved him into your office and threw a mattress on the floor in your office. And that was his room. It was just a mattress, his computer, and that was it.
And he was like, sweet, room. I like this room. Let me have this room.
Not at the beginning. He was like really sad about it at the beginning. But now today he claims that he has no video games in his room. The other day he and I were talking. And he's like, yeah, I have no video game system because when I lost my room, they were all taken from me and I still can't have them back. And I said, yes, you can. And he said, no, Dad told me I could never have them again.
I did not tell him that. I told him, come and get them whenever you want. You can't take my PS4.
I think he probably only wants the PS4.
Yeah.
And I said, no.
Which I bought after he moved out. So it's not even like that's a fond memory of his.
So yeah. So then it was just like his old room stuff.
Yeah.
And you had no office. So then we cleared out all of his old room stuff, which still on our balcony. Because we needed a special sticker to throw them away. But it's a whole thing. So it's out on our balcony, all of his old bedroom, because like he lost his bed frame and all of that. And so then his room became your bedroom. He was out here in the tatami room. And then our bedroom was just pitch black and I didn't like it and I wasn't comfortable. So I moved into our living room and did close the sliding door. But really it's open because nobody comes over to visit because we puzzle.
Yeah.
And hello.
Don't trust people with our puzzles.
Right?
What because, if they walk off with a piece?
Thank you. I'm so convinced that if someone comes over, they're taking a puzzle piece.
Right?
Like our own son, when he comes over, is not allowed to go near the table.
Okay, because people will take a puzzle piece and they'll be like, I feel like I finally understand Chad and the autism.
What are you talking about?
The puzzle piece. They'll be like looking at it like, this is the autism, a puzzle piece.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the logo for a particular autism
thing. And I'm sitting here thinking of our actual puzzle we're doing right now. And like, which piece says autism? Which piece has anything to do with autism?
None of them. That's the answer. None of them.
I'm like, literally going through. And I'm like, we haven't done the edges yet. So like, is there something I don't know in the edge of this puzzle? Because I really think we're going to do all... I think we're going to connect the two pieces that we're working on before we do the edges.
Yeah, I think so.
At least that's my plan. I don't know. But we'll see how it goes. Because I don't know how I'm feeling about doing the palm trees. Because we're doing a puzzle that has palm trees that connects to an ocean that connects to boats. And then that's the whole center. And then on top of that, there's some houses and stuff.
Yeah.
So then when I moved our bedroom out here, you had your office in Rasta's old room. And then Rasta moved out of the house and you moved your office into his old room. And we moved the furniture into... So now our sitting room where we entertain is actually Rasta's old bedroom.
Yes.
So we have two bedrooms. The bedroom to the left is my closet and workout room, even though I never work out. But hey, I plan to someday. So that room, it's my clothing and workout room. And then to the right is our sitting and chilling room, which will become a nursery when Rasta has children so that we can entertain the baby.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay.
And then that's like down the hall. Then you walk down the hall and there's like our toilet room and then there's our shower room. And then you get to the space that we live in and the tiny room is your office now. And then the old living room, which is also a bedroom, is our bedroom. And then we have the kitchen table that we've had forever. So I like the way our house is designed, but I'm not sure like if it's designed for entertaining at all. Because we don't really entertain.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I really like this configuration.
Yeah. I think we'll end up entertaining at some point.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to entertain Rasta's wife and his kids, but I don't see us like...
Well, you don't have any coworkers except for Rasta.
Yeah.
My coworkers aren't coming over. They're a little bit far.
Well, I have other people that I work with, but I'm the boss.
Right.
And so, like, hey, on your day off or after you're finished working, come over your boss's house.
Yeah, we have
like that's not ever fun because we've owned other businesses where we did do that. And it started to feel oppressive to me because you can't say no.
Yeah.
And I don't do like holiday parties. So we did that one Christmas party in the U.S. for our employees.
And yeah, we did.
I feel like it was inconvenient and like they didn't truly enjoy it, but they had to come because I'm their boss kind of thing.
Yeah, it's always tricky. Like inviting people is something that you honestly don't care if they come. It's honestly not going to bother you.
Yeah.
Because the more you tell them that, the more they become convinced you've got to come. Yes. I know, at least I do. And yes. Like, it's totally fine if you don't want to come. I'm like, oh, man.
And it's like, I feel like I have to do this
crap. It's going to stunt my career. They're going to give me bad references because I didn't go to their Christmas party.
So do you have any entertainment fantasies?
No, I don't.
Because I feel like, because your coworkers are in a different country.
Yeah, that's why I say they're a bit far. They're on a different continent.
Yeah, so I feel like we can go hang out with them on their continent and go to their office parties.
Yes.
And all of that. I feel like that's really exciting because it involves international travel.
Yeah, I know how much you love that. We talked about that before.
Yeah, I love international travel. I won't be shamed.
I'm not trying to shame you.
Yeah, I won't be shamed. So in terms of opening the house, I feel like there's so much. It's really complex because we have like 25 puzzles just stacked because we've done them and we'll probably never do them again. And so we need to shift those out. And then we would have to buy a special 1,000-piece puzzle tray so that we could zip up the puzzle.
Yeah.
And that feels like a lot.
Well, you've been opposed to those in the past because I've suggested them because they have the thing where you roll the puzzle up and then there's the trays for the separated pieces. But you haven't wanted to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to because I feel like if we're going to hang out with Rasta and his betrothed, then, well, they're not betrothed yet. But I feel like whenever he's with someone that they become his betrothed, that's the point where we'll hang out with them.
Yeah.
We should be doing it at Rasta's house. Like, why do they have to come to our house?
Exactly.
Why should we have to make our house all dirty and cook?
Or your therapy room. Because your therapy room is already set up for people to just like sit there and just and cry uncontrollably.
Oh, stop. And we have hung out with people in the therapy room and it's gone rather nicely. Yep. Yeah. But then we've kept it a secret from other people that we've hung out with. And they're like, hey, where could we go chill at? Because I just want to talk to you all night long. And we're like, nowhere.
Do you like karaoke?
I can't think of anywhere. I'm not a big karaoke fan. So we're going to have to get one of those tray things for puzzles, probably in like the next 5 years or so, because I don't want Rasta's kids eating our puzzle pizza.
Yeah.
Our puzzle pieces.
See, but the thing with those is that you have to start doing the puzzle on them.
Yeah.
And you can't decide halfway through doing the puzzle that you're going to use one.
Good thing Rasta's not going to pop out a kid in the next month or so.
Right.
We've been really taking a long time with this last puzzle. I think because I've been so busy.
Yeah. We've taken.
Because you've asked me several times, is it puzzle time? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. There are times that we complete a puzzle every week or even more often than once a week. Yeah. And then there are times that a puzzle might take us a couple of months just because we only get a minute here or there.
Yeah.
So puzzle time, which we've talked about before, is just time, good time to sit down and talk or not talk and just work on the puzzle.
Yeah. And I have to admit that. Because in October, I was just sick, 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 and that led to halfway through November. And then I've been super busy with school that I just really haven't had time because doing my final residency was emotionally quite fraught for me and put me in a negative headspace. But now that it's over, I'm feeling positive and like myself again. And I also had some like things with my medication.
Yeah.
That like my GERD was acting up. So my...
Well, and working a new job. Anytime I start a new job, it's an adjustment because I'm going from freelance work, which is sporadic and unpredictable, to a very predictable schedule.
Yeah, but that doesn't really affect me.
No, it doesn't affect you, but it affects me. I'm very self-centered.
It kind of affects me, but you're like super positive when you start jobs.
Yes.
When something you like new.
I do.
You like novelty. New. I like your skin. Your skin is nice and cool today.
Yeah.
Nice, cool feeling. But I always like your skin, even when it's hot. When I touch your skin, it's hot, I say, ooh, your skin's so hot.
Yeah, it's nicer doing the podcast in the winter when we have to turn off all the air conditioning and heating and such than doing it in the summer when we have to turn off the air conditioning so that we don't...
Oh my gosh.
So that we don't blast you guys with the noise of it.
Yeah, in the summer, it's like a choice. Like, should we really record an episode today?
Okay.
We have to really debate, like, can we handle turning off everything? And you know, I was drama the whole time, like, fanning myself. I think, like, even last week, I was still fanning myself.
That happens to you occasionally. But during the summer, it's like, okay, now we have to edit out the sound of sweat hitting the floor. Because that's just how sweaty we get during summer podcasts.
What insanity are you saying right now?
I'm saying during the summer podcast, we sweat so heavily that the noise of it falling like rain to the floor shows up on the audio.
Okay, you're making up something fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic. Thank you for knowing.
You're welcome. So what do you think of this current configuration of the house?
I love it, and I will be very upset if you change it.
Yes, I am one for just randomly waking up and being like, time to rearrange the house.
Yeah.
But I really like it. I think everything has its place.
Right.
I feel like there's a place for everything and everything has a place.
Yes.
What's the saying? There's a place for everything and everything in its place?
Yes. Okay. There's a place for everything in its place.
A place for everything in its place?
Some people put and in between those two, but yes.
I think there's a place for everything and everything's in its place.
Yeah, but you're working on your dissertation, so you're trying to be grammatically proper all day when you're writing?
No, I'm not.
I think you are. I think you're stuck on it.
In your fantasies.
Or maybe I'm just having...
In your fantasies as my editor.
Maybe I'm just having gravity, like editing rebound, because I'm still your editor, but I'm not anybody else's editor at the moment.
Which I love. I love having exclusive Chad.
Yes.
There's a friend that sometimes you randomly edit random things for.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, there's quite a few friends that you randomly edit random things for. Yes, we don't talk about that.
The first rule of editing club is fix your commas.
Don't talk about it. Is what?
Fix your commas.
Is what?
Fix your commas. You can't even have any other rules until you do that.
So the one thing I've been thinking that we need to redo is your office. You hated that dining table thing.
Well, now I've got a very mobile office because I have 10-meter cables for the monitors.
Yes.
And a wireless keyboard and mouse. So I think I could reach just about anywhere in the apartment without moving my desktop.
But do you still like that? So in Japan, they sell these. So they sell pieces of furniture that you can make a kitchen.
Yeah.
You can make, they sell.
Modular kitchen furniture.
Thank you. I couldn't think of it. So if you don't have an island, because most Japanese kitchens have a really short, tiny island.
Yeah.
And you can purchase those if your kitchen doesn't have one.
No, I've never liked that. I've never liked that piece of furniture.
That's why I'm asking, do you still want it or do you want a different piece of furniture?
Could go for a different piece of furniture, but I would want a desk. And I know how you feel about desks.
No, you cannot have a desk.
See? Do you hear, audience? Do you hear?
Please. Duly noted for the record, Chad cannot have a desk. Chad destroys desks. You destroy them. You're guaranteeing that it's just going to become a pit, that your office will instantly turn into a pit.
Okay, so now on like a destruction scale, are we talking like a little mess? Like totally, it goes from totally clean to little mess to what kissed for dust.
Waist deep.
To what kissed for dust the floor.
Waist deep. So like what I do with clothes... What I do with clothes, you do with bottles and cartons.
A desk is already at waist level. So what? A desk is already at waist level.
Yes, same things are waist deep. Garbage up till. Garbage up till. Not really. If that were real, I wouldn't say it because that would embarrass him.
Exactly.
But you never clean your desk.
I clean it rarely. And when in the U.S., I had that wraparound desk, that corner desk.
And I hated it.
I know. You've hated every desk that I've gotten.
Yes. I don't like desks.
When we met, I had this
I don't have a desk in my office.
When I met, I had this desk that I had bought from, I think, Office Depot and taken apart and put together like 4 or 5 times. And it was just...
I loved that desk.
Yeah.
But that was a rickety. Beautiful desk.
It was a beautiful desk.
Yeah. It was cherry wood.
Yeah, it was like a cherrywood veneer, but just around the outside, and then the middle of it was basically formica. It was like countertop material. in the middle of it.
Formica, isn't that like granite?
No.
What's formica?
Formica, and I think it's also called melamine or laminate. Countertop laminate is the smooth stuff that's just applied over plywood.
I thought it was pressed wood.
It's applied over pressed wood.
Okay.
It's like a coating for pressed wood.
So I thought that desk was gorgeous. And we had talked about getting a partner desk.
Yeah.
Which we never did. And now I'm just anti-desk. If you could get a small, thin desk that didn't dominate the room, then I'd be happy with it.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. And no glass desks.
No, we did the glass desk. It was...
And you hated it.
Yeah, I did.
You've had your wraparound desk. You had your presidential desk. You've had your glass desk. What other desk do you need to experience, babe, to know that desks are not for you?
I feel like Rasta needs to drive us to IKEA. Because we've never had any IKEA furniture. Maybe IKEA furniture is the answer.
No, it's not. I'm looking you dead in your face saying no, it's not. So keep the conversation going about should Chad get a desk or not. Maybe we should do a poll on Twitter.
Well, yeah, we should.
Yeah, because I will care not at all. You're not getting a desk.
Yeah. And the poll will be like, Chad wants a new desk. Should he get a new desk? Yes, Chad should be happy. No, Chad should be miserable.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I've learned how to push poll from the best.
Yes, you did. So that's our whole digression about furniture. We didn't really digress because it was just a rambly episode. That was the
topic, yes.
Yeah, so we were like really on topic. My foot, now I have a digression. My foot is super itchy. Mm. Like super itchy. I learned what having like random itchiness is called, but I forgot the name of it.
Peripheral neuropathy?
No, it was called something with the P. Puricy? Puritis?
Yeah, pruritus, yeah.
Yeah, so I have that. So my body randomly itches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for introducing a digression, because we had too few of them.
we had almost stayed on topic the whole entire episode. And that's, well, no, we had a little digression about puzzles, yeah. I think. We didn't digress very much.
No.
Okay, so we're going to let you get on with your day, and we're going to get on with ours, and tune in next week, and I have no idea what we're talking about. Talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. You can keep the conversation going on our website at themusicsinjapan.com. That's the music spelled M-U-S-I-C-K-S. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're at The Musics on both.
And if you'd like to support us, please visit our website to sign up for our newsletter, join a Patreon tier, or send us a one-time donation through PayPal or Ko-fi. We hope you'll listen again next week.
Bye.